Hello, 3CR listeners. You're tuning in live to Sister Acousmatica on 3CR. So today, this time would normally be my time, Tan Hung on Queering the Air, but today I'm helping out doing a very special broadcast as part of the Sister Acousmatica event that's been happening since 11 this morning and will finish up at 6 p.m. And so the track that we just heard was Enchantment by Squirrel Pancake. And before that, we heard a couple of tech bios by Alex Gotts and Edwina Stevens. And the tracks that we heard underneath their little spiel was Ketamine Stripper by Gurna and Dysrhythms by Eves. So right here next to me, I have the lovely Kate Geck, who is an artist who works with digital... who works with installation and is interested in digital and sensory space. Welcome, Kate.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. So I really enjoyed your performance. For those who are just tuning in right now, Kate did a guided meditation on social media anxieties. And I want to start off with, in terms of, have you done these kind of guided meditations before, and what inspired you to create this kind of work?
Well, I have done them before. Normally they're part of, they're pre-recorded and they're part of an augmented reality installation. Mm-hmm. So you walk into like a waiting room that's posed as like a relaxation studio.
Yeah, right.
And you walk in and there's sort of art prints on the walls and beanbags on the floor.
Yeah.
And you scan the artworks and they play guided meditations to help you deal with your various forms of social media anxiety. And then you can lie down and listen to them in the middle of the room.
Oh, wow.
So, normally they're like an on-demand kind of thing that you access with your phone.
Yeah, I think I saw that on your Instagram where someone would hover their phone over the artwork that you would make. And then something would come up.
Yeah.
And then would they listen to audio as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So digital content pops up on the screen with little GIFs and text. And and then you can click a button and play the little meditation and lie down. Listen to it.
Mm. Would you have multiple people walking into the waiting room at a time, or would it just be a person at a time?
No, it's designed for lots of people to engage with it at once. And yeah, normally there's four or five different meditations to access, so you can kind of scan through and find the one that's relevant to your personal
in relation
situation.
To the artwork, or
so each artwork will have a different guided meditation about if no one likes your selfie, or if you get unfriended or unfollowed.
Wow.
Or if you're just feeling oversaturated by the feed.
Mm, yes, I definitely could use some of those meditations.
Yeah.
Was that something, because I know that you ran some workshops on guided meditations. Was that the event, or is this something that people can access online? Or?
No, normally they're set up as the installation. So. I've done different iterations. I've done a few where they've been amulets, so you can actually take the amulet and carry it with you and activate the meditation like when you need it.
Yeah, great.
Or they're just set up in a space.
Mm. And I know that you're interested in mediated versus non-mediated immediacy. Can you talk to the audience more about that?
Yeah, so I suppose that's the idea that we live in, a super saturated media environment, and you are instantly connected to anything all the time. So you have a form of mediated immediacy where you can access anything, see anybody or connect with anybody just through your device at any point in time. But I find that interesting. That kind of led me to thinking about this idea of non-mediated immediacy. So when you have like a direct sensory experience with space that's not connected to a device or technology. So a lot of my earlier installation works were sort of saturated audiovisual environments where you could just kind of hang out and have an immediate sensory experience without using a device.
Yeah, I've seen, I was reading up about your work that you had a kind of sculptural installation, an installation at a kaleidoscopic installation at the Yarra.
Yeah. So there's been, I work a lot with acrylic, acrylic and video screens, and they'll have mirrors and things inside them. So they end up being like video kaleidoscopes. And then mix that with projection, and there's lots of sort of, I guess, reflection and diffraction of surfaces. which kind of makes the space really, busy.
Mm. And what is it like to curate a space like that, that essentially you're curating an experience for people? Obviously, everyone has a different interpretation of it, but would you say that that is a mediated experience?
It's mediated, I guess, curatorially through my vision. But the actual idea of immediacy in those spaces is supposed to come from your immediate senses, mm-hmm. as opposed to through a screen or through a device.
Yeah, and when I was reading about that installation, you mentioned that you would put up an update. What is it, a Facebook status, the what's on your mind question?
Yeah. So in that work, it was... that whole artwork, I made it... I made that just after my dad passed away. And so, I'm pretty addicted to the internet. I'm always on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always on Facebook and Instagram. And, after that happened, I kept seeing that what's on your mind phrase, like call to action.
Yeah.
And I just, couldn't actually say what was on my mind. Yeah. So I made that installation. It had this kind of monument, which was one of the giant video kaleidoscopes with the projection. And the idea was that it was like a meditative, personal, beautiful space that you could kind of spend time in.
Mm.
But then that big neon light was on a timer and it would come on and kind of blow out all the everything in the space and turn it into something quite ordinary. And I found that's sort of how I was feeling, with that constant need to, I guess, repackage or transpose every experience into like a soundbite or a status update or something like that.
Yeah.
Started to feel ordinary, like inauthentic, because it's always a curated soundbite.
Yeah.
And you can't really say what you mean because you don't want to bum out the feed.
Yep. So I guess I'm interested in how you, I mean, we didn't see it here in the space today, but how you, like, why do you use so many colours and the kind of kaleidoscopic visions in your work? And how is that kind of, and how does that relate to your, I guess, like, in our world where everyone's very easily connected to the internet?
I feel like that's something that I've been figuring out more lately.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I have like a really obvious aesthetic draw towards really intense, colourful OTT spaces. But I've been thinking about it maybe on a critical or more conceptual level. And I think a lot of it comes down to like post-internet attention spans and the fact that I don't actually find really minimal spaces comforting or relaxing because they're maybe boring or they become too inward, you know. I feel like this post-internet maximalism that I have in my work is, a result of just how we exist today, our attention spans today. You kind of need lots of stuff going on to actually feel relaxed.
Yeah.
I find.
It's very interesting because when I'm on Facebook or Instagram, I mean, Instagram's a little bit different because it's visual, but... Or like it's more visual, like you're getting different forms of visual, people's visual mediums coming through. But on Facebook, it's everyone's Facebook page essentially looks the same. You know, it's that blue, white, and then there's lots of text. But I love how you're using like all these different colours and creating digital collages essentially, and how that, like if I had a million tabs open, I can imagine that all of those would like turn into some sort of colourful collage.
Yeah, and I do always have a million tabs.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're all doing that at some point.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, I guess, this general kind of excess of information and content that we're always faced with.
Mm.
And if it's something more benign, like something kind of abstract or just colourful or flickering, I find something relaxing in that.
Yeah, and when you're making these digital collages, are you... I also read that you work with acrylics as well.
Yeah. So, I make a lot of acrylic sculptures and laser cut sections of them out. And typically they have like little video screens and stuff embedded in them. And I've been doing a lot of wall hangings recently. I just came back from a residency overseas, and I made a whole heap of acrylic and neon sculptures with textiles hanging off them.
Yeah.
They were all augmented. And, yeah, I just sort of love... There's one particular kind of acrylic called dichroic acrylic, and it changes colour depending on the angle of the light that's hitting it.
Amazing.
So it's really iridescent and pretty, and I kind of like those surfaces that are multiple like that.
And how does that compare when you're working with something like acrylics compared to like making something digitally?
I guess even though I work with a lot of digital content, it's, I suppose, meant to be like experienced quite physically.
Mm-hmm.
So often with the digital stuff, through like repetition and large format printing and stuff, they sort of fill the space. And I feel like the acrylic, I guess, is just another means to an end within in those wider installations. I guess I don't really work with anything on its own, if that makes sense. It's like the acrylic with the video, or with textiles, or with the neon.
So acousma means like to remove sound from its source, and that's what this whole event today is about. And I'm wondering, like, so we're looking at, I guess, like what happens when you remove the copy from the source. How does that kind of fit in with your work today and you being here?
Well, I find it's interesting, the idea of doing a live guided meditation, because usually they are pretty on-demand sound objects. So I guess in that way I was experimenting with how you could, you know, take it out of its usual context. I'm not sure how that would work with people, because I suppose a guided meditation is something you need to be in the right mood for. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if people did chill out and listen to it, or if they got bored and had to just walk away. Or
I wonder if everyone was like actually walking whilst listening to the meditation, or if people were actually sitting down.
I kind of like the idea of people walking and listening, you know, because something that I find really therapeutic is walking or traveling and listening to music, and that kind of changing scenery, you know, like a real life video clip is kind of, there's something sort of nice and relaxing about that. So I think it would be interesting to do a walking guided meditation. But I wonder if it would have a different effect on people, like if it would, how it would pan out.
And creating these guided meditations, were they inspired by perhaps really great guided meditations that you'd listened to before?
It's funny because it definitely started out as a bit tongue-in-cheek and a bit of a joke. But then there's something that is really calming and relaxing about them. So I still haven't quite figured out whether they're completely satirical or if there is like an element of like honesty in them. But I find that kind of interesting, that like weird tension between sincerity and satire.
I mean,
and it's very post-internet.
it is. And I think about I even thought about like listening to your voice as well, because you have to, there has to be a certain kind of voice to make you feel relaxed.
Yeah, totally. And I have a really annoying voice.
No, your voice definitely made me feel relaxed. But do you feel like you have to put yourself in a headspace to put on a voice?
It's like I have to like mentally remove the top end and the mid-range of my voice. Do psychic EQ.
Well, thank you so much for joining us live here today, Kate Gack. It's been really wonderful chatting with you. So you've been listening or tuning in live to 3CR here at Sista Acousmatica, and do come down to the next walking tour, which will be happening at the Arts Centre lawn at 4 p.m. And the next artist we'll be hearing is Eves.